So, and the trees are less than anything. All things to be accomplished in this position. If I already. Somebody else thought of, yeah. No, he was in your meeting. TV, I saw, he knows him. Yes, yeah. A couple of things for next week. We'd rather get coffee, Jesus. Well, Bob Hope is doing another Eisenhower Medical Center fundraising dinner tomorrow night. He mentioned it to you, apparently. You know, I want you to drop by. People are going to be out there this weekend. Of course you aren't. So he's asking for a phone call at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. To the dinner, it seems to me if you're going to do anything, the thing to do would just be to tape something we could have play. Further seems to me on this one that it's really the thing to do is to say we can't do it. We've done every single thing along this line.
They're going to be gone or something.
Mrs. Eisenhower is going to be there. So,
oh, yeah.
And call this 11 flowers down so, you know, that he has.
I don't mind making a phone call.
Oh, it really does.
And, he's got it. He's got it. And I haven't done anything since he got the band. Never recall me. He was just, I don't know what he all over the place.
Well, he's damn well on me.
He's about, well, he also said you had all the other questions. Great, too. So he damn pleased with the conference.
Well, he did. It was.
He was on radio, apparently. That's why I had to hear it on radio, too. Apparently, these people all tuned in on radio.
Oh, sure. But see, we all knew it was on radio. The government people, our people who wouldn't be at the dinner would all listen on radio. And I know a lot of the public would listen on radio, but not like what you have
on. What was your temperature report on the editors?
I spent a great deal of time up there last night in the
They had a lot of parties.
Well, they had a cocktail party advance and so forth, and they were all there, and the wives and everything were all talking about
you. Had a question.
I couldn't say, I didn't see him. He had cut out, I guess he had gone to bed, but I'll call
her. Probably had a run.
Or about running or lifting weights up this
morning or something. Why don't you give him a call?
I intended to.
You could call each member of the panel.
Okay.
That's a very good idea.
I spent time with Sylvan Meyer afterwards.
Yes.
He was very pleased about your action on Cuba and Chile. He went on and on about that, how great it was and how, what a...
You know, in answer to that, it must have really impressed the Jesus out of those guys. Nobody will ever talk about it, but it'll have, I would think, an enormous effect. Was when you hit Deadman on the China. question, and he had asked you the question
3 years ago.
3 years ago, and then he asked you the question at the conference at the paper to an editor. The fact that you had that sensitivity to a fellow editor, you were saying that to really to all those people. You were saying, I know the questions you asked a liberal editor, and I paid that much money, and they know Desmond's not.
They were talking about that.
That would be, I would think that would be a thing that just would have a negative.
The thing they were talking about greatly, however, last night was the Hoover thing. You know, how that was handled, and they agreed and they were appreciative of the understanding that you expressed for a man while also laying out in perspective the thing. For example, they were talking about the 300 and less than 50, and then they were talking about, you know, that was when Bobby Kennedy was there, and I said, yeah, and I said, you remember the president also referred to the Army thing, too. So think of who was the Attorney General and who that period, Ramsey Clark, said, who's out here screaming repression all over town? I didn't put in those crass terms, but they said, you're just absolutely right, you know. I didn't move through the editors and so forth and say, hey, what did you think?
Never.
They came up and they responded you know, about a minute into the conversation, they'd say, the president did a great job tonight. I told you on the phone last night. I think what happened a little bit in terms of the audience response, a number of them told me this, was that a lot of the editors, you know, they're sitting there out in the group, and they've seen the televised press conference.
You know, they're not supposed to applaud.
I know there's been no applause. So there was a sort of a reluctance on the part of the hardened editor, you know, sitting there, whether or not
we
were
applauding.
But the wives said, well, I applauded. You know, this guy from gal from Billings, Montana, she would say, well, I applaud him, I'm a Democrat, you know.
And well, the applause sure came over on the radio.
It did. It came over on the radio far, far,
far
more than it did
room
here.
Was that room.
Yeah.
You see, they did the staffer, whenever we can have those in the future room, anything, make it for the staffer. The staffer room is a beautiful room for a televised. That is a lousy room. That's not good in there. And that chart is also terrible. Remember, the Sackler is the best room in town because it's just the right size for any tolerance. Also, the applause picks up everything else. People all feel close together. That is
sure
really
so huge.
You know, the thing we were doing, of course, is interesting. I don't know. We only got through 21 questions, which is not many. But actually, I was treating this more as an editorial conference rather than just a news conference. But, you know, so they got a little bit different show than
right. So the Meyer, matter of fact, mentioned that last night. Said, you know, he made the comment. He thought it was a good session because the editors, and he also thought it was a good panel because the editors, he said, tended to go for the broader, you know, he was kind of patting himself on the back, tended to go for the broader perspective.
Broader issues. Like, what
and the president,
3 a.m. in the morning.
Right, and the president handled that, and then he said,
so
of course, the
you?
Wire Service reporter fellas, he said,
they
would then come in and then mix it up with a couple.
But he done that game on the radio, and it was pretty good.
I heard the radio going back up to the showroom last night, you know, the clips out of it and so forth. And it sounded very strong.
That's the whole radio thing. In its totality, the radio thing just went, it was damn good. It's good radio. I imagine a lot of it would be rerun. They were rerun out of the writing press. I saw them last night as we got, you were there with me. They said they got quite a few stories out of it.
Well, the BMW thing was
good.
The Hoover, Mr.
Hoover thing.
The China thing.
Economy, they get little on the economy, not much.
And they're playing the your discussion with your daughters coming in, the wires that weave that in with it.
That was good. See, that's something you would never say in a press conference.
Right.
He was thinking it's very good to have it for him. I'm glad we didn't talk about it. I don't think it was good talking. I think it would have been sensational.
It would have been pretty good talking.
I didn't see it. I wasn't there.
I
don't think long answers are good at television.
Maybe not.
Well, anyway.
Let me just say the parts they will use of it will be good television on the, on the news and so forth. There's no question about that. It would have come off quite well on television, but I regret that we did not.
We have enough.
all the reports have come in. The president held a news conference last night before the ASNA.
An unusual radio cast news conference.
Right. It hasn't been called in at all.
So?
Even in the reports. It's flat out news conference.
Right. Absolutely.
It's what it was. Can't respond to any questions before.
I don't know that you had that answer over that way too, didn't they?
There was total understanding, and that is where, you know, you think that they would, and as you talk to them, you think that their conversation would go to Vietnam or go to something else or to Cali or something. No, no one even got into the Cali thing. I think that's cooled off so much. They
only had to be done.
But they went to the Hoover thing. Of course, that was the thing in Donut News, and there was a good feeling as to how you handle the question, and particularly the compassion that you show toward Hoover.
Of course, most of those guys probably know who a man under attack serves 50 years, a malicious, vicious attack. And I said, well, of course he isn't going to. He's going to do exactly what
I ask you editors to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, here's the man who's...
That was good, too, putting asking our press fairness.
And the man who's contributed this much to the building of the FBI should not be maligned. Well, they all think... You know, it's a human response to have that compassion toward a man who has built something good.
Right.
And now here he is, 76 years old.
True, he's a hell of a mama.
No, so I noticed a cartoon over in your office on the wall the other day, before I came in to see you, and it was during the Truman period. And it had J. Edgar Hoover over on the side, was from Hoover, I'm glad I'm not the issue now. So I guess he was an issue at one point during that time.
That laugh of the evening, though, the best thing is, of course, they probably would appreciate my defense of anger, but they didn't goddamn all I had to do it. But the best laugh, of course, is you look at Brunetti.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It's a good line. And then the
heavy. It was dead, too, wasn't it?
Dead. Yeah. And the other one was he gets big press when he hits the newspapers and hits the golf ball.
Hey, like a little, very good line if you look at Brunetti.
Yeah.
But you know, these guys have got to realize they're not going to get me to ever say anything against that. I won't.
The way you handled it came out as a standing behind your vice president.
I'm going to go over to the dentist tonight. I just wanted to check on a couple of things for next week before you go. So we have a question of whether you want to see McClellan. That was one we wanted to go ahead on. AG, I thought we'd bring in on Monday. He'd be back. All right, financing activity with him. I hate to say this, but they now have all concurred. We put it off on like we can, but you've got to see Volpe.
Volpe?
Yep. He's been banging there for he's going to get to a major issue.
Well, somebody comes with him, I
suppose. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Depending on what it boils down to. Then we get to the question, what does he want? Is it a wall meeting or just not regular? It's not one of his, you know, he's got a couple of things he has to raise.
Fine.
The deal.
He should come in.
And we put him off.
Well, I know that. I know we have to see. You understand?
I know.
He can rob me. He has to be seen.
I just think I'd be able to do it because it just, I don't understand.
But he's not, I'm not going to have him. You know, we've done a lot of that. That Italian woman over there at the White House the other day, you know, she's, I said, that's part of her problem. You don't understand what the hell. I don't think he really appreciates it.
No, he doesn't appreciate anything. That's why he wants to get in at all.
They can't date it. We do everything we can.
But we,
okay, what else?
You started on
some of those. Those
are all fine. We have the farm editors, the agricultural editors,
in town.
It's that way.
I don't think we should run a news conference next week.
Okay. What do you think? As of now, I don't think so. If I just still wait till the first week and say,
yeah. I need glasses. I think we'll be done. Then we should definitely plan on 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. This will be 40 to 60 of the top farm managers that are in for a conference with Hartman. And thought us to have you greet them in some way while we're here. We were going to try and bring them to church, but that didn't work out for them to be here. That would have been an easy way around it. We can't ignore them. They don't think you're going to be involved. The conference they're having is a total briefing on all agriculture programs. And it's a way for you to make a little splash with the, reaching the farmers, which are our problem areas. And with 40 to 60, it seems to me, maybe the best thing to do is have them, get a little White House tour or something, and just let them come in and shake hands with you.
Shake hands and not speak to them, you mean?
Or gather in the blue room or something, and you come in and greet them, say you're glad they're doing the briefing over at agriculture,
good. Get my White House tour, and I'll go over and see them and stay there or something. Okay.
I'll say something.
Get their wives with them and have the tour.
Okay. Then we've got on Wednesday, the leadership of the JCs, which is 160 of them.
Oh.
We thought we'd do in the, just again, a White House tour, let them gather in the Rose Garden. You agree on that?
I prefer that. Rose Garden. Why not stay there?
Okay.
Remember that if you have an enthusiast, you always have an inner room, not outside.
Okay, and we got a lot of press coverage on that one, don't you think? They're getting briefings on domestic programs and international security briefings and all kinds of stuff.
Then, sure, I'm just present to you for your lieutenant's class, I'll offer your own compliments.
The Senate Loyalist Group would be good to get in. Last week, we were thinking about doing that on Tuesday. It's a 5 o'clock.
Fine.
Deal.
Fine.
Whether we also want to do right at the same time, I kind of don't think so. I think we want to wait a little bit to do the House Loyalist Group or the Andrews Kirkendall group that we still have. I think we ought to wait.
Well, they won't be back.
You can't do it Tuesday.
So we don't want to do it next week. Next week's a good time to do that, too.
Okay.
Do them on Thursday when they're back. Just think you're not going to do a press conference once you've got the conference. Just not do it. The whole list.
The 4-H club is the end of next week. And I still think the way we ought to do it is for you to go out there to their headquarters, which is up on them. Speak to them. Get out and say, hello, good test kids and good kids on Friday, which is before the bad kids.
How many are
on the 10? 200.
How wouldn't it be better to have them in the Rose Garden?
Well, they're doing a White House tour on Wednesday. Now, you could do them on Wednesday while we're here.
That's what I'd like to do. I'm making it have a noisy, not an inside birthday where you can hear them clap. You see, the Rose Garden thing, if you want enthusiasm, the Rose Garden should be good. People who aren't here, for Christ's sake, are lost.
Okay? Do it on Wednesday here at the White House, so you went over there.
I
speak to him briefly.
Yeah.
Stand up deal.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Have him address.
Yeah.
Okay.
You good? I think I was trying to think for one of the panels. We ought to give them a little something, shouldn't we? We've got a certificate we can give,
sure.
Make up a little certificate of appreciation. What, a certificate of appreciation, that you call it?
Yeah.
For participating in the panels. Also, just say, I thought you'd like to have a little memento of the occasion. And also send a impression. We worked it out, but not us. I wouldn't see the whole group. What's the argument for it?
The argument for it, interestingly enough, comes from Ussery, who feels strongly you should meet with him, and he says they will be respectful and will not run into any serious negatives, will have enormously strong impact with the union and all unions, but especially within building trades.
So I don't want to.
Ehrlich and Colson and Flanagan and Schultz all